song written by Lott Alexander concerning his experience as a sheepherder for Granville Pace of Harmony, sang by his niece Della Turner. On the 14th of October, I went to Granville's Chase, from Washington to Harmony to work for Granville Pace. The evening I arrived there, he counted out my sheep. I built my bed with an old sagebrush, but I could not rest or sleep. Dough gobs and bull flank and castle blow for tea. An old sheep pelt and a ragged old quilt was all he furnished me. A frying pan with a handle gone and no pot to cook maize. That's all in this world you'll ever get if you work for Granville Pace.
On the 14th of October, I went a wild goose chase from Washington to Harmony to work for Granville Pace. The evening I arrived there, I counted out my sheep. I built my bed neath an old sage bush, but could not rest nor sleep. Dough gobs and boiled flank and castle blow for tea. An old sheep pelt, a ragged old quilt were all he'd furnish me. A frying pan with a handle gone and no pot to cook maize. That's all in the world you'll ever get when you heard for Granville Pace. The first day that I heard it, there came an awful fog. I, of course, fell short some sheep. I did not have a dog. When we got to the counting pen, Gran said, "You're short two sheep." Granville cursed and Granville swore he could not find those sheep. He sent me up a damned old dog, he said her name was Nell. The first time I set her on the sheep, she scattered them all to hell. I up with my rifle and took a shot at her. Granville never said a word, but he thought, "You dirty cur." Dough gobs and boiled flank and castle blow for tea. An old sheep pelt, a ragged old quilt were all he'd furnish me. A frying pan with a handle gone and no pot to cook maize. That's all in the world you'll ever get when you heard for Granville Pace. Sunday we started for the desert, a storming like hell. Granville, he got homesick and he said he wasn't well. He went up to Pinto and got in a heck of a fight. Came sneaking back to the old sheep camp in the middle of the night. When we got our new camp built, Gran often came around. It then being Christmas time, of course we went to town. We went up to Granville's to get a little mun. And while we were a-sittin' there, in the war teachers come. Granville said, "I pray each night before I go to sleep." But he forgot to tell the time he stole Joe Prince's sheep. Dough gobs and boiled flank and castle blow for tea. An old sheep pelt, a ragged old quilt were all he'd furnish me. A frying pan with a handle gone and no pot to cook maize. That's all in the world you'll ever get when you heard for Granville Pace.